A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowds gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astounded, they asked,
"Are not all these who are speaking Galileans?
How is it that we hear each of us in our own native language?
Parthians, native,
Elamites,
residents of Mesopotamia,
Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia,
Phrygia and Pamphylia,
Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene,
visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes,
Cretans and Arabs,
in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power."
All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said,
"They are filled with new wine."
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them,
"People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day.
Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So the spirit of Pentecost in our midst. And just take a look at this image and tell me what you see.
Trees.
Trees. Okay, the choir's been here a while. They get it. And what's happening to the trees? Okay, can you see the wind, though? You can't see it. All you can see is what the wind does, right? The impact, the results of the wind blowing is what you see. We're going to keep this up through this whole sermon because we figure it might hypnotize and you might, you know, cut out your cell phone and, you know, do another e-gift to Lord of Life while you're listening to this thing or something. Who knows? But the trees are moving. You can't see the Spirit move either. And the Holy Spirit comes. It's not something that you see out there. It's something that impacts things as it empowers people. In the Holy Spirit, in the Old Testament, the word is ruach. It means breath, spirit, power. And in the breath of God, all of creation is created, right? And even then it comes to human beings and it says, and he breathed into them the breath of life and they became living beings in the spirit of the living God, right? In the New Testament, the word for spirit is pneuma, kind of weird, but it's like pneumatic tires, pneumatic drills, things that need wind or air to empower them. And so as Peter and the disciples were out on the streets that day, they were boldly demonstrating that first Pentecost, the fulfillment of the prophet Joel. You know, he was saying, I'll pour out my spirit on all humanity. You know, all people. And so sons and daughters shall prophesy, young men shall have visions, even old men are going to have dreams of possibilities. And even those most oppressed in our society, the most enslaved, men and women, are going to be filled with the Spirit, and they're going to impact the world with my Spirit. That's what's going to happen, and that is what's happening in this very experience of the first Pentecost, the founding of the church. All because the Spirit is blowing like this and flowing through them into the world. You can't see it, but you can see the impact, right? People previously fearful, now full of courage and possibility, because the Spirit of the risen Lord is flowing through them. And when it gets into you, can't stay in it. You have to do something with it. It leads you to something. And so that's what happened. And that these followers of Jesus became joyously, hilariously givers as Jesus had given to them, giving of themselves and taking risks they never imagined they could take because of the Spirit that was in them now. And if you're a bit confused about what the Holy Spirit is, that's okay. You get to hear about it all summer, because even though you can't see the Spirit, you can see the results of it. And that's what we're going to talk about all summer. And Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, said the results of the effort of the Spirit's work are called the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit. And we're told, you know, in the Bible, you'll know them by their fruits. You know, they'll know us by our fruits. And the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 4, Paul tells us, are these. Repeat after me. Love.
Love.
Joy.
Joy.
Peace.
Peace.
Patience.
Patience.
Kindness.
Kindness.
Generosity.
Generosity.
Faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Humility.
Humility.
And self-control.
Self-control.
That's what we're going to hear about this summer. That when you can see those things happening in people's lives, you know the Spirit is at work. So we're going to learn more about that, and another metaphor that's when we cultivate the fruits of the Spirit, that's what makes the difference. That's what brings them out of us. We water, we fertilize, we tend to the Spirit so that these are the fruits, the results. Well, for instance, the fruit known as love, unconditional love and acceptance, as Jesus loved us and gave himself for us on the cross. That kind of unconditional acceptance, even when we didn't deserve it, and how he continues to give himself freely to us through this meal every week. We remember how he's giving himself to us and for us, even though we don't deserve it, in spite of love that makes, for instance, forgiveness possible, right? Love that when we allow ourselves to be more deeply immersed in the love of God, get in touch with that love that God is loving us with, it can do nothing but come out of us into the world. There's just too much. The fruit of joy, for instance, too. Joy unspeakable, some people call it, because it's joy that comes in the midst of something that shouldn't bring you joy, but it does. It bubbles up out of you in the most strange experiences. And things can seem just quite effortless and joyful when the Spirit is blowing through you. And fruit like peace, which in the Hebrew the word is shalom, wellness, wholeness. May you be whole, shalom. And where you experience yourself being at whole, at peace, and centered, even when there's trouble and chaos all around you sometimes, you can be in the eye of the storm, the peace of Christ that passes understanding. When you shouldn't be peaceful, there's peace right at the heart, right? And fruit of patience, perhaps. That's the one I need to work on most, I think, because like a lot of guys, we're told we need to fix and solve everything, right? But the calling for us and the challenge to grow in understanding how the Spirit brings us into this fruit of patience might suggest to me that instead of trying to push things, I need to learn to trust God's timing. Or the fruit of kindness, being able to act compassionately to those who least deserve it even, right? Just as we least deserved it in the first place from Jesus. And when the Spirit of Jesus is flowing through us, compassion for the least, the lost, the left out. Compassion for those children on the border, for instance, that some women are going to get together and celebrate their ability to help with a few little items. That kind of thing. And the kind of compassion, by the way, and kindness that sometimes we call tough love. More about that when you get there. Or say the fruit of generosity, like the generosity that Jim and David were talking about with this capital campaign. It's a miracle how it turned out. And that's the work of the Spirit, to lead us to be generous in the kind of ways that we have been in this whole thing. And by the way, when this Welcome Center is being used, that's about hospitality. We get to practice hospitality here so we can act it out there. Be those who are hospitable in the world as we're called to be. And that hospitality, by the way, showed up this last Monday when we had our first wedding right in the Welcome Center. Our police officer, Nicholas Hogue, and his wife, Jessica Johnson, were married right in front of that cross picture out there. So this hospitality is showing in incredible ways. Isn't that cool? The Spirit moving. Or the fruit of generosity, like, you know, the stewardship committee and some of our members each month now for the rest of the year are going to be sharing a little of their experience of how the Spirit has blown them into giving of their resources as God has given them to them abundantly. And their theme is going to be the rest of this year, it isn't ours anyway. It isn't ours anyway. And it'll be kind of like, as Dolly Levi said in the movie Hello, Dolly, she says, you know, money is like manure. It doesn't do a bit of good unless you spread it around. That kind of generosity of the Spirit, huh? When it's flowing, who knows? The fruit of faithfulness, hanging in there when you just don't see the results of your efforts. Knowing that I'm just going to take the actions and trust God for the outcomes, right? That's how it is. Or the fruit of self-control, which is really God control. Controlling my ability to just turn it over to God and say, God, you take charge. You take the wheel in my life. Well, learning more about these fruits of the Spirit flowing through us is going to help us to see where the Spirit is always moving in life and how it's moving through us as Christians. And the world will know we are Christians by the results. By our love, we sing sometimes. You'll know them by their fruits. And in that gardening language, when we tend to the roots of the Spirit's flowing in us or whatever, there's going to be fruits. So happy birthday, church. And just go with the flow. And who knows what's going to happen next, huh?